Are you Mets or Yankees fan, Len?
Well, the thing is that when I became a journalist, I kind of became neutral because I worked in Dayton, Ohio, and that was Cincinnati Reds country, and I worked 5 years in Boston, so I was a Red Sox, reporter. I grew up a Yankee fan back in the 50s because Mickey Mantle played for the Yankees, but he doesn't play for them anymore. So right now, you know, if anything, I probably lean toward the Mets out of compassion. I was actually hoping in 2000 that they could win the Subway Series. I mean, the Yankees had won so many, so I'm an odd individual to ask. I'm not really a fan from that sense because I am a journalist.
The Yankees certainly struggled last year. They didn't make the postseason. Now, I saw the other day that there were 17 games this year in which they've come from behind to win. It seems to me that the free agents aren't necessarily making a team, and at the same time, the Yankees don't seem to be good at growing their own on the farm like they did with those great teams of the late 90s. Yet, Tampa Bay, the Red Sox, the Minnesota Twins seem to be having more success with developing their players. Now, is this a problem for the Yankees? Should they consider a different approach? Is it a question of their scouting department being inferior to other organizations these days?
I've long advocated that the Yankees change their ways. I mean, they have gone about buying free agents every year since their last World Series win in 2000, and none of it has worked. I mean, I can make you the whole list, from Mike Mussina to Jason Giambi to Randy Johnson to Alex Rodriguez to Johnny Damon to Hideki Matsui to every right down the line. It hasn't worked, and I've long advocated that. I love the fact what the Red Sox and Tampa Bay and those teams have done, and that's why I give them an edge. I mean, they have those young people, young players who aren't afraid to get their uniform dirty, and until the Yankees can develop those kinds of players, I think just buying up players who are older in nature by their age and their free agency, I think it's a losing proposition.
I want to kind of divert for a moment. We asked fans in an earlier poll about the effect of steroids in the game. Now, we had all this A-Rod business this year, and again, this ties into the success of the Yankees or the lack of. Do you think there's been some kind of clubhouse dissension that has accompanied A-Rod, not just this year, that really hasn't reached the surface that we haven't been reading about, but it's had its effect on the Yankees team?
Well, I mean, A-Rod has not been successful anywhere he's been. Now, I don't know if that's cause or effect. It's hard to say. He's an enormously talented baseball player, but he does seem to cause friction or look at me and he becomes bigger than the team. Is that a reason they don't win? I mean, I don't know. I'm not in that clubhouse. I do know that he's a unique individual. Everything always revolves around him, even when he says it doesn't. And, maybe at some point it does have an effect on the team. I think there's more factors at work. I mean, obviously it's all about pitching, and it's about staying healthy, and it's about playing some defense, and it's a lot of other things. But it may not be a coincidence that A-Rod's never been to the World Series.